And guys, it's time to take a look back through the archives of your guys' lives.
Right.
When was that?
When was that?
You better like this segment because that opener was made purely because you love the song, that song.
I do. Yeah. I do love that song. Yeah. And I do love this segment.
The funniest thing about when I created with Jez, my idea of using that song was because it would go, "Do you remember?" Which is the whole segment.
Yeah.
And he hasn't used it.
Okay, show me a picture. Okay.
So I cut my hair today, right?
Yes.
And when I cut it, the lady said to me, the hairdresser Marie, she said, "When was the last time you had it this short?" And I said, "Funny you say that, because I found a picture on the weekend of the last time I had it this short, and it was when I was 16/17 going to my school formal." And that is me there.
Oh, my God, when was that Wednesday? Oh, wow!
Look at the motley crew. So, describe to the people what you can see.
So it's like,
be kind.
It's like, no, these are great.
They're
not good. It's like, no, well, I mean, they're not. But no one's are when they're going to the formal. This is like the, if you looked up formal photo, this is perfect.
Not now, though. Kids don't look like that when they go to their formal now. They're all hot.
We've talked about this. I don't know where teenage grease has gone.
No, it's gone. You know what it is.
Are they talcum powdering their faces or something?
If all teenagers haven't already had Botox, I will be shocked because I see their photos and they look amazing.
Yeah.
You look great. Tell me if you're surprised by this.
No.
I didn't pick up that night.
I am surprised by that because I was also a teenager like this. And you all look the same. This is great. You've got braces. Yeah. You're rocking out braces. You're kind of smiling.
My natural hair color.
But you're doing the smile that's not enough to show any real emotion because that might be uncool. So you're like, half there. Yeah. And you've got a strap, a big unit next to you.
Oh, Tim. He was gorgeous. I had high hopes for Tim and I.
What happened to Tim?
That was never. He just went because he's such a lovely guy. He went with me because he didn't want to say no, I think.
Did you smooch him?
Oh, no, mate. That was never a chance for Tim. He was the cool surfy guy.
So, yeah.
When we go to sailing camp, it was all everyone wanted Tim.
But, mate, you're gorgeous.
Okay, you're kind because you're live on radio.
You know,
look at the crew there. They're some fun people, isn't there?
Isn't there?
You know what's great about all of these photos is that they won't be haunting you on social media until now when we put them all on the Carrie and Tommy Show.
Yeah, I did think about that. I thought the thing about our generation is we can look back at these photos and a little piece of us can die inside and no one needs to see them.
So
I'm going to share it with everybody because I feel like everyone's had an awkward point in their lives. This is definitely one of my many awkward points. Look at this pic. Can I say something about this pic? So this pic is
Leonardo DiCaprio, the old school
ball photo where you're all sitting along the couch. Only this is old, like in the times where you'd go take your roll of film to be developed, right?
Yes.
If you can see where I'm sitting, I've got my legs apart. They've put a little triangle over my bits so that you can't see my knickers.
What do you mean?
Is that white bit? That's been put in by the Kodak people.
Has it?
Yes.
What a job. I'm the triangle placer.
Well, it's good they didn't want me to frame this and have Nana looking at my bits.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's awful if you're trying to get your nudes printed and they're coming back with triangles all over it. This photo here, so there's one thing about your outfit. So you're wearing this kind of cool white dress with it wraps around the neck.
Yeah.
And then I would guess from this era, is there one bit that is Victoria Beckham inspired or is this before?
No, it was Spice Girls era.
Yes.
It wasn't I was never the Victoria Beckham. It was very Baby Spice inspired.
No, I think there's one bit that is Victoria Beckham inspired.
What bit?
You're wearing an arm cuff. It's
I don't remember her wearing arm cuffs.
That's her, isn't it?
God, I was before my time. Arm cuffs are pretty cool.
Am I showing more?
I thought that was sporty. That Sandra,
you've got a microphone,
I think
mate.
It was Scary Spice.
Was it? Who wore the arm cuff?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's great. But this photo is funny because there's five of you in this photo, and there's you and your date Tim, and there's another what appears like a couple, and then there's. It looks like the dad in fancy dress here. But is that guy going with you?
Yeah, he's a young guy. He wore a big wig,
and a bright blue suit.
He was fun.
Did he pick up?
Do you know that night? I stayed at my girlfriend's house and we snuck out. Only time I've ever snuck out.
God.
We snuck out because she really wanted to catch the Pakistani cricket team that was in Perth at the time.
To catch them?
Yeah. like to find them out.
Sneaking out with a net.
To find them out on the town. So we went roaming around the city for
Pakistani cricket team.
Did you chase a pop star? Nah, the Pakistani cricket team.
Were you just approaching any Pakistani-looking...
No, she knew some of them from Pakistan because she'd go back to Pakistan at the end of every year for a few months, and so she knew some of them. And we'd sneak out, and then we never found any. We ended up just having a hot chocolate.
I guess that's the next best thing to a Pakistani man.